Despite his nearly 2 years of IV treatment, Harrison still went into daily spasms. There came a point late in 2001 when Dr. Smith ordered that a new port be put in because all of his veins had been blown. The surgery was done the week before Christmas in St. George and went well. But within days, Harrison's fever spiked to 104 degrees. He had a staph infection. When I couldn't get his fever down, Dr. Smith said to bring him back to the hospital. I called an ambulance and we were on our way. Ambulances were becoming routine. But it wasn't just Harrison. Bryson was just 3 months old and still underweight. He came with me wherever I went because he was on a strict feeding schedule. I now nursed him every 2 hours. While we were in St. George, Bryson picked up an infection that developed into pneumonia. So when we finally came home, I was taking care of two sick children. Bryson needed to be on nebulizer therapy to help his breathing. Harrison needed to be on oxygen also because he was having a hard time keeping stable levels in his body. After I got home and had the two boys settled, I went looking for my other children to make sure they were all okay. Betty was missing. No one in the family would tell me where she was. I'd ask a question and be completely ignored. The next day she arrived home in the afternoon. I learned she had been staying at Warren Jeff's house. It had become common practice for Merrill's unmarried daughters to stay at Warren's house for sleepovers on a regular basis. These were wildly popular and like big slumber parties. No sex was involved, but Warren got a chance to interact with these young adolescent girls and think about those he might want to marry when they were a few years older. Betty was only 12 years old. I couldn't imagine one of my daughters getting married, but I had to ask myself how much longer she would be safe. She was Merrill's favorite daughter, and he would be only too pleased to have her marry Warren Jeffs. I was determined to protect Betty, but I also knew I couldn't do it and stay in the community. Harrison was still too sick to attempt an escape. Bryson was still fragile, but he was gaining strength. Making them stable and strong was my priority. All our lives depended on it.